State funding for public transportation was cut 26% in the budget passed last month by the Republican-controlled General Assembly. That has local agencies like Charlotte Area Transit System scrambling to replace the funds. WFAE's David Borax has more.
Lawmakers shrank the size of the state maintenance assistance program, which helps local bus and transit systems pay things like drivers' salaries, fuel, and vehicle maintenance. In the fiscal year that ended June 30th, CATS got about $11.1 million. This year, it's getting $3.2 million less, or a cut of about 29%. That money was in the transit system budget approved last month. Officials learned of the cut only in late June. Now, CATS says it's, quote, looking closely at its budget. The big question is whether CATS and other affected agencies will have to reduce service. Nobody from CATS was available for an interview, but in a statement, CATS called the cut significant and said it equals about 31,000 hours of bus service or 9,000 hours of rail service. Similar pain is being felt in the rest of the state's 25 urban transit systems, including buses in Hickory, Gastonia, and Concord. Ron Tober is a former CEO of CATS who now works as a transit consultant.
I think that what we've seen with this legislature is that there is, a bias against public transportation. Why? I don't know.
The legislature also cut the highway construction and maintenance budget while adding money in other areas, like the DOT's administrative budget and for repairs at the Global Transpark in eastern North Carolina. An NCDOT spokesman said revenues from DMV fees are expected to be down this year, but he said it's not clear why the legislature cut the public transportation budget. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.